Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, we're alive. It's episode 12 of FIFA, the Our Picture podcast. In a brilliant mood. I hope you are. Christmas is only 20 sleeps away, depending on when you listen to this. So, if you're insomniac, long sleepy time. No, not long sleepy time. Bad sleepy time. I sound like a really, really bad doctor. And as I'm speaking now, there's four people looking out my window. There they are. There we go. Nope, you don't want to know. So that was awkward. Good on you. Thank you for looking through my window. Episode 12 brings me joy, basically. I was in Sundsvall on the weekend. I went up there on Saturday, did two shows, got a weird review. Someone said I shouldn't use microphones. Didn't have to use a microphone in that theatre. I think you kind of have to. And then, one of the strangest reviews I've got. But I don't know whether you should read reviews anyway. I don't know. Do you guys read reviews? Do we still review stuff? I suppose you do, don't you? Like on TripAdvisor and if you're wanting to buy like a tumble dryer for your socks or something. Talking of that, I've been getting into a website. Exactly. Well, not that website, but you know the other ones. A website called ChinDogU. It's called ChinDogU. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's strange inventions. You know, kind of it's a Chinese thing where a guy he set up this thing where you could look at stuff and find, like, you could build like a solar-powered flashlight or a napkin and a necktie. I think one of my favourites was a duster with a cocktail maker as well. So if you were cleaning, you could make a cocktail as well. That is, to me, is genius. It's absolutely brilliant. So, these stupid kind of things. And because I think the internet, especially because on Saturday I went up there and it was the day after Black Friday. And I'll be honest with you, Black Friday, what the shit is that about? It's only like 20 more sleeps to Christmas, and we're already buying shit, man. FIFA, what are we doing? We don't need to consume that much. They had Black Friday, then they had shit me. I spent some money Saturday, and then they had Sorry Sundag, which was when you tried to take back your goods to go, look, very good, I bought this on Friday, and I can't feed my family now, but you've got a massive TV, and it was 10% off. I don't agree with that. And then there was a Cyber Monday, but there's always those days, isn't there? There's like meat, steak, and blowjob Thursday. It's not every Thursday, though, is it? That's just struck me. I wondered about that bus driver. Good trick, bus driver. Next time I won't eat the steak. I don't agree with it. But it's the internet, isn't it? It's completely all about the internet all the time. It's this race, you know. We have like clickbait now. You know clickbait? Even the word sounds like you want to hear more about it, don't you? Clickbait. It's when you... It's stories like he used to be an orange, but he changed his life around. You won't believe how he did it. And you're like, oh, I really want to know about his life as an orange, as an apple scene. So it's a crock of shit. Or she went to the airport thinking she would find her bag. When she what you won't believe is what she did find. Talking of airports, I read this weird thing about a guy who had 50 turtles strapped to him. It's not even a joke. Sounds like a joke. He's an arsehole, basically. But he had 50 turtles, and he was trying to smuggle them in around his body. I mean, it's wrong, but it must be weird as well. Because when I heard it, I was like, wonder what 50 little turtles would feel. You know, around your bits. Which is a movie I turned down in the late 80s. Turtles around my bits. Yeah, so this clickbait thing. We need to stop this clickbait thing, you know. You won't believe what happened. I tell you what did happen for me. Trying to put up these Christmas lights. Wasn't I? Trying to do the old Christmas light scenario. And... took me, people say an hour or a good hour. What does a good hour mean? I suppose a good hour is just a solid hour, I suppose. It's still 60 minutes. Maybe it's on a special watch, like Game of Thrones. Not on my watch, the special watch. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Winter is coming. So, what else could I do as a strange invention? One thing I thought I don't know, have you ever thought you've invented something? You ever thought, wow, that'd be cool if that was in the world. This one was, for me it was headphones that you could share. Yeah, I know you're going, what a dick. But I'd never seen them before. So it was one of those where I kind of kept quiet. I didn't tell everybody. And then I just said to my mate, I think I might have an idea. Psst, psst. You know, like, keep it really close to your chest, which I don't know what that means. What does that actually mean? I'm going to give you some nipples. Or as Swedish people, breast warts. I'm going to give you some breast warts. Keep it close to your chest. And I was like, I've got an idea, man. You know when you're listening to music on your headphones? And he's like, yeah. And he's already seen dollar signs, you know. And I said, what you do is you kind of, you share it. You know, like you can have one plug, and then different headphone bits. And he's like, yeah. And when you hear that kind of, the lack of enthusiasm / confusion, you know those ones where you're like, yeah, are you having me on here? This has been around for years. You know, that was his reaction basically. Did you get dropped as a child? What did you hit your head? They've been around for years. So I shelved that $1 million idea, and then I think about a week later, I actually saw some people on the bus, and they had the headphones on. Not the bus driver. Never wears headphones when we're having a steak. Yeah, it was like seeing an old girlfriend with someone else. That's how heartbreaking it was. Or old boyfriend, if you have boyfriends, or you had a boyfriend, but maybe you're listening to this to break the silence of the world, and now I'm bringing that back up. I'm not very good with heartbreak. I'm very, very bad with heartbreak. I broke up, or people broke up with me, and I really can't deal with it. I am brutal I'll get so emotional. I'm like clickbait. That's what I am. I'm like live clickbait. People go, "You're right," and you go, "I used to go out with this girl, but you won't believe what happened next." And they'll go, "They got rid of you again, didn't they?" So yeah. So that was my. I did a 4 o'clock show as well. I didn't tell you that, did I? I did a 4 o'clock and a 7:30 show, and I haven't done that on the tour, you know. Sorry about that. Just had to. You're not going to actually believe what I did. You're not going to believe what I did next. I pulled my sock up. I can't wear. You know those socks that goats make. No, those socks that go under your ankles. You know those ones that don't go over your ankle bone thing? You know your knee bone's connected to your ankle bone. Well, the what the fuck? Just the ankle bone, yeah. That's how I lost my job as a doctor. I was like, "What's wrong with you?" And they said, "It's just this bone." I was like, what the fuck is it? Is it, what is it? Yeah, so I just realised I've pressed bright vocal. And it's supposed to be classic vocal. Oh, goodness me. This could be too bright. It could be too exciting. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's just cheering you up. Hopefully it's warming the cockles like a squirrel's glog. I got some of that the other day. Glog. You know, glug. Glug. Glog? Sounds like something you stick in someone's... throat, not throat, the throat bone's connected to the, no, the in the mouth you put in the clog. People are into that, aren't they? Like bondage people. You know, they put, no one puts a sock, an ankle sock in their mouth. Not wee, but you know. No, that's not very sexy, is it? What would your safety word be? Be like, clog, put the clog in, and then like, anyway. So he put a sock in his lover's mouth. You won't believe what happened next. A lot of clickbait involved on this. Yeah, so I turned on my Christmas lights, didn't I? I took about 36 hours to untangle them. They were... yeah, in a bad state. It was like it's like going to Africa and finding a pit of snakes that were really into each other. And you had to untangle them. So that took ages. And then haven't really been into town. I don't really go into the city during Christmas. It gets a bit, you know. It does get a bit too much. I didn't really see much of Black Friday, but I was in town for something. I was there that day, but I didn't get involved in the. I mean, Black Friday, in Sverige, it doesn't seem as chaotic as the ones in America, where it's just complete craziness. You know, people like. Pushing their grandma out the way and, you know, rolling around and grabbing CD players. Do you grab a CD player anymore? I don't know. And then that didn't really happen. And I just saw them, everybody queuing up really, really responsibly. So that seemed to be the way of the world. That is the way of the world, is that we are consuming, we consume to assume, to resume. True story. So, but one thing I did see was I went to Bootrix, if you're listening, Bootrix, there's a bit of a mention for you there. Bootrix is basically like a mad... It's like a little mad place where people, you can buy like penis-shaped straws. I don't think you were expecting me to actually say that first, were you? Or glasses, like glasses with like shiny bits on, like Elton John big glasses, or a fake wig made out of squirrel pubes. So yeah, you could do that. And I went in there, and that's chaos. You know, you can take like 100 kroner in, and it was just that's Black Friday every day in there. Wowza. And they're not sponsoring me. They're not sponsoring me at all. I just thought I'd throw that in, give it a little bit of a mention. And I think I mentioned it pretty good, don't you? What else has been happening? My children. One of my children. Got two now. One of the kids had to borrow a camera from school, from Dargies. And they... it was kind of cool. What they do, they go home with a camera, and then they take 3 photos. Well, they take hundreds, right? It's digital, right? So they take loads, and then they what they do is then they show the rest of the class the photos. So my son currently is obsessed by snakes, and I've just realized that I mentioned snakes before. I've mentioned that he likes snakes. Orm. You know, orm. Don't get mixed up with horny. I'm hormy. Oh, I'm ormy. I'm a hormy homie. Yeah. So he took photos and that, and then we had to take the camera back. Couldn't find it, could we? Dude, that's a bit of drama for you. Couldn't find the camera. Now. That's kind of okay for one day, you know. Second day I go in, the teacher says to me, you haven't got the camera, have you? And I'm like, oh, phew. Brought out the old acting skills, you know. I was like, you're not going to believe it. I've forgotten it. So I said that 3 days in a row, 3 days in a row of lies to my son's school teacher. I mean, that's pretty bad, isn't it? That's not setting the example of good behaviour. And just waved to my neighbour there. Don't know if you saw that. He didn't wave back. And I'm hoping it's just the reflection of the window and not the bad smell coming from me when I walked past him the other day. It was one of those winter prutes. Little winter prut that you can't judge. You just let it go and you think, it's gone now. It's released. I put it out on Spotify. How are people going to download it? What I didn't realise was my jacket wasn't as tight, you know? And then it just sort of popped out and we kind of crossed. And his face kind of changed, like the wind, weirdly. So anyway, we found this, lost this camera. Lost it, and then what it was right, the little one, the smaller child of the bigger child, it makes no sense. There's two children, one of them's big, one of them's small. The bigger one had the camera. Now the smaller one says, oi, give us that camera. Bigger one says, no. The big parent, I am. I come in, I go, mate, put that camera away and then we'll work something out. I mean, that's, you know, that's top of the league parenting right there. What I've done is I've moved the situation on to a later date. I've postponed the gig and moved it on. So, yeah, so he took the camera away and we couldn't find it for 6 days. Every day going into Dargies. It was like I was a pupil at a school and I'd forgotten to wear my...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Trousers every day, and people are like, you know, tomorrow, can you you remember to put your trousers on? Your bits, your things, they're hanging out. So I probably not a very good metaphor for a child losing a camera, me not having my trousers on. But eventually I found it. I was the hero, wasn't I? I always find stuff. I used to find loads of travel cards in the UK, in London. If you ever lost, don't know if you want to mail me, if you ever lost one, I probably found it. And then what was great, we found it. And then the cool thing is when a child does something, puts it away, you know, like puts something away, they instantly just go, I can't remember where that is. You know, like that, right? So I had to then work out where the camera was. So I was doing like proper CSI stuff, you know, like, well, we did like a reenactment. I played him. My wife played the little one. Not role play, but we did the CSI kind of, CSI, let's find the bloody camera, shall we? For fuck's sake. And so we did that, recreated all the steps. Then I did some excellent parenting again. I said, look, son, this is after like the sixth day, you know. I sound a bit like Moses in the commandments. And on the sixth day, God that says that? On the sixth day, I'll create giraffes, cameras, and screensavers. So I said to him, whatever, man, whatever. Just find that camera. You can have as much chocolate as you want and I'll buy you a toy. You know, obviously, his eyes lit up again. Ding, ding. He's like, I've got to get the dollar. I've got to get some dollar. He thinks it's all going to happen for him. And then I find it. So he's you know, obviously disappointed of the news that he's not the one that's found it. But that's cool. That's absolutely fine. So we get it. And then I leave the room, but I leave the camera with them. You're probably thinking, this guy's dad of the year. Come back in. My daughter, who's only 2, has her rumpa showing, and my son's taking a photo of her rumpa. Like, in a real innocent, and they're laughing. They're crying with laughter. So then you have to explain, don't take nude photos of each other because other people could see that. And it's just one of the most bizarre conversations I've ever had. Then we sat down and watched Yule Calendar, which is a massive thing here in Sfaria. A bit like lighting the candle. You do the Advent candle thing. First day of Advent or something, you light this one candle. The other three are like sitting there going, but what about me? Just light me up, man. Just light me. I'm ready to go. Wax on, wax off. But no, the Swedes, they've got tradition. You've always got tradition. I mean, you got Santa Lucia, which is an Italian thing. But that happens next week, I think, when people just... Somebody comes in with a candle on their head, which I always think's like a... It seems like the end of a horror movie, you know? Like, there's been the big fire in the house, and someone runs out with a big candle, like, with their head on fire, and they're like, Santa Lucia! So yeah, that happened. But the tradition of Yule calendar, I tried to watch it, and like I'm 43, you know, and I struggle with Svenska. I think that's very, very obvious. But I watched it, and it's quite full on, and it's quite interesting to with kids watching it with kids, because they're you know, they're like little kind of skarta, you know, skarta magpie, which was one of the words when I first came to Sverige and I was doing shows. I said the English word for skarta, which is magpie, and I said it in Flen, actually, respect to the Flen backwards is Nelf. It's a better word, isn't it? Where do you live? Nelf. So I mentioned magpie, and complete silence from the 8-strong crowd. No, I think there was probably 50 or 60 people there. And I think that was the whole of Nelf, or Flen backwards. Flen backwards. And I said magpie, and they didn't understand. And then later on, someone said to me, "What does this magpie mean? You know, what does it actually mean?" And I said, "It's the black and white bird." And we Google translated, and he was like, "Ning, skarta, skarta." So that was awkward, because he thought it was a pie that you could eat, and it was full of mags. Whatever mags are, who knows? And then the other word that hopefully every time I drink, I had a drink of water. Then hopefully we should have like a drinking game. If you're listening to this, having a coffee or something, every time you hear me go for a drink, you have to drink as well. That way, we don't only keep each other company, we also hydrate each other. Sexy. So yeah, the other one was talking about nicking a cow, which was to steal a cow. You know, like, I don't know why I was talking about this in Nelf, but I was like, I could steal a cow, like nick a cow. These guys are like, "You're so cruel, man. What do you mean? Why would you nick?" They thought I'd get like a knife and like nick it. Swedes, man. So that's where we get a bit wrong with it all, you know. But I am, you know, currently I'm all over the Svenska. I'm learning, and I can only say that holy Michigan me doos. I am hoping that 2016 might try and do some kind of stand-up in Swedish. Could be a big breakthrough for the whole language. Talking of stand-up, I'm doing some stand-up this weekend, aren't I? I'm in, where am I? I'm doing Luleå, which is one of my favourite places again. The Norrland. It's always a tough old little place, Norrland, because you're on stage, and at the end they just go, and they walk off. I love it. That's on Friday, December the 4th, Norrland. So, and what I always do after my gigs is I want people to come up and say hello. And I actually say it sounds incredibly desperate that I want that, but I like the idea that people come up and say hello to me. So what I do is, if you listen to the pod, how about that? Come up, listen to the pod, and you could be in to win a special prize. I want to see how many people listen to the pod. And best thing for me is if you just tell people that you enjoy listening to this podcast. It's in your headphones, it's in your mind, it's in your soul. And then on Saturday, I'm in Umeå, Now, me and Umeo, we go way back. Although Lulio, talking of weird reviews that I got on Saturday, Lulio gave me a weird review. Or not, it wasn't a weird review. It was a comment underneath the review. And you got to remember that reviews for me are ridiculous things anyway, because for me, I should, unless someone says, you know, he's got to stop being nude on stage or something like that, you know, after, I feel like 10 people say that, then you got to stop being nude, right? Or he's got to stop headbutting a small child or something like that. You do that in the show. Why you do that, I don't know. But yeah, you know, you learn from, you know, if it's the same thing, it's quite annoying when he says jiggle-dee-dee all the time, you know. Like, what does jiggle-dee-dee mean, you know? But anyway, the review was good, really good. It was the Nemen tour, which I'm taking back. Just did a little internal, had a little bit of internal wind just in my little tummy there. Just did a little kind of, it's not one of the burps that come out. There's kind of, but just one that kind of stays in there, goes, don't want to go outside, too cold, stay in here. Just makes you go, you know, those noises. But yeah, did the gig, and the show's actually changed since I've done it in Luleå. This part of the tour starts with a different beginning. The beginning last, the first two legs, was me wearing like a, well, I'll just tell you, because who knows, I might bring it back again, right? But what it was I wore a horse mask, like you do. I wore this horse mask, and I would go on stage with the horse mask, and it was a horse mask, right? It wasn't, but this is why I'm saying it's a horse mask, because when I went to, then someone showed me the review, but then under the comments, someone had written, do we not care for the world anymore? Why do, is that real horse? As though I read it once, I Google translated it three times, I asked my friend, is this what it says? And I still can't believe it, right? So that's like six times we've had a look at it. I think he was accusing me of wearing a real horse on my head. Now, I don't mind the Godfather movies. I'm a big fan of the whole kind of, the mafia way kind of intrigues me. But I don't think I would incorporate a horse's head into my life, you know? And that's, you know, that's something I can say quite confidently. Unless I went on to Chin Dog Yu, which is The Strange Inventions. Maybe The Strange Invention would be, why wear a hat when you can gallop around with a horse mask on your head? Mask, you say? Not mask. A real horse's head. So yeah, that was a little bit kind of crazy. Luleå, and then Umeå on Saturday. Umeå Saturday, December the 5th. Tour is winding down, but I'm not getting tired of it. I think when you look at the last leg of a tour, you go, right, I got 25 dates, let's go. And then you do get tired, but you still love it. Now I've got 7 to go, and I'm a little bit like, I've looked after someone's rabbit while they've been away, you know. I don't want to give the rabbit back, you know. I mean the animal, the rabbit. So you do get very, it's like a little baby. So it's going to be quite sad. So I've got Luleå 4th, May the 4th, Luleå, December the 4th would be with you. And then December the 5th is Umeå. Then December the 9th, Stockholm. Now, Stockholm, it's the last, the final time that Stockholm will see the show. I have played Reval. I've done one gig in Sodretiet, and so I think we've done like 7 Revals, which is amazing, man. 700 seats, and they've been full. But I need some bums on seats for the next one, because we kind of announced it late, maybe the awareness. So there are some tickets left. So if you want a, you know, little early audits club. Is it? I don't know what it is. Audits? I think it's audits, isn't it? If you want to buy a little early Christmas gift or something, perfect little one. Or if you want to go on a date and not talk to the person, come along to that show, December the 9th, and that's in Stockholm. I think we've covered a lot. I think we've covered clickbait. Didn't do any questions this week because I didn't get any. You lazy bum poos. Give us some questions. Always good to answer them. Always nice to hear your name, isn't it? Always good for me to realise that someone's actually listening. So we looked at Christmas shopping, the queuing, the Swedish thing, the elbows. It was perfect. Christmas lights. And then I actually wrote a list this week. I don't know if you can guess. I want it. What should we do? Well, let's review the week. The week in the news. It's all doom and gloom, and it's sad news. But if we be cool to people and not be an asshole, I think everything will be better. Take care. Give someone a hug. That you don't know. Maybe you go into a shop and they say, "Can you give us your shop card?" You know, and you go, "No, I'll give you this. Come here, give them a hug, and hold the hug, hold the kram for longer than is normally accepted. Make it awkward. Have an awkward day. That's what it is. It's awkward Thursday tomorrow. So all the people that have listened to this, get out there and just do something awkward. Like seeing the bus driver after he tells me every Thursday is that day. So it's been fun. Again, it's me in a room. It's again talking into a little microphone, telling you life as my week. Email me. You can email me on al.pitcher@hotmail.co.uk, or you can go through my website. Or if I got spammed from that. They don't listen to podcasts, do they? I did quite a fun thing. I do another podcast, a football podcast. So if you love football, listen to that one. It's Swedish Football Mafia. That's on Acast as well. I wrote, like, you know, we've done loads of that, 81 episode. It's out now, and I didn't know the facts and figures. It's very facts and figures. It's very fun, though, with two other comedians, Adil Fakir and James Mackay, and we do it, and it's great, and I love it. But I wrote, have a listen, and then on the top of that, on Twitter, the Sweden, you know, this, you know, that, which I think's brilliant, that the country has its own Twitter, and it gives it to each person, not each person, but a different person every week. And she wrote, just came up, it's just like, boom, instant karma, man. It just said, why is it 90% of podcasts are with people with massive egos and self-centered? So that was kind of zing, ouchie, felt like she was talking to me. So I was like, hey, come in now. And she was like, fair lord, ha 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 ha. And we lulled, OMG. YOLO. So take care, folks. Keep warm. See you in Luleå. See you in Umeå. And I'll see you in Stockholm, maybe, December the 9th. I'll be back with a pod next week. This has been episode 12 of Fee Fan, the Al Pitcher podcast. And I think it's been one of my favourites. Has it been yours? If it hasn't, why don't you click here? You won't believe what happens next.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.